981 to an end. We're talking motoring as it is Thursday morning with David Brown from drivenmedia.com.au. David, how are you?
Andrew, I'm feeling a little bit more upmarket than last week when we talked about the Land Cruiser 70 series, good solid workhorse. Now there are those that are aiming for a more prestigious part of the market.
Well, I was going to ask you, would the new managing director of Jaguar Land Rover Australia define their vehicles as perhaps an unpolished diamond or an unpolished gem?
Benny Ferguson has taken that new role. He hasn't wanted to come back to have a chat just yet, but we might get to talk to her in the future. But her background is very interesting. She was a leading executive with the global luxury brands of Tiffany & Co. and Paspalay. Is that how you pronounce it? I'm not into this world.
You're asking the wrong bloke.
Now, it's interesting that an experience in jewellery and other such things is really starting to be part of that luxury car market. Now, I think good managers can be good managers in any area, although content awareness can be obviously very helpful as well. I'll tell you a story about Dunhill. Do you remember the Dunhill cigarettes and the lighters and that? And you could buy a gold lighter. And, of course, they realised that their competition wasn't other lighters, let alone, you know, people that had a big lighter that were, you know, aiming to move up market. Their competition was luxury items, things that you bought people for a special anniversary or things. But, you know, the gold-tipped fountain pen. And in some ways, we are now seeing motoring, it's always been the status symbol in some areas, but now just the distinctiveness of it and these sorts of aspects. I mean, for heaven's sake, you can buy an $11,000 watch with the word Ferrari on it. Mm. You know, there are part and parcel of being seen as an element, which is not just buying the car, but buying the accoutrements that might go with it.
Would that suggest that perhaps when it comes to vehicles, we're heading more towards style over substance, David?
Well, I think in many ways the substance under the bonnet is still progressing, and obviously electric vehicles are a major shift in the substance under the bonnet. But given that Rolls-Royce may well be using hydrogen-powered technology from Hyundai, you realise that, and there's nothing wrong with Hyundai, their development has been world-class, but it's almost that's not the point, that you'll get the best technology. I mean, Hyundai are working with Rolls-Royce for aeroplane engines and that. It's not that anymore. Yeah, the road test used to be, you know, how much power has got and how does it handle? There's a lot more dimensions to that than what we see at the moment, well, have developed so far and will develop further.
Yeah, a Jaguar heading in that direction where we know their cars are nice and they're perfectly serviceable to drive, but they want to stand apart because of, as you say, the styling and what it means to be a Jaguar driver as opposed to actually being a Jaguar driver.
Yeah, what it means to be. I think there's always been that element, and I think you have to be pushing that very strongly in its modern terms. In February 2021, they launched a new strategy called Reimagine, and I think it reflects the times. It's got a focus on sustainability. I think that's right. But modern luxury by design, unique customer experience, and positive societal impact. Now, unique customer experience will start to see us not just buying the cars. We've seen us with Lexus and so on, that you can four times a year swap your car for something that might be more appropriate for the holiday trip that you're making. And now you might have to pay a rental fee a bit more and so on, but it means that I can buy a car, and maybe an electric car that's ideal for urban areas, but that I will have processes and programs that might say, well, I can buy the sports car for a 2-week jaunt up to the Hunter Valley or whatever.
It really does feel like, you know, the entry level into a group, a class, or just a brand is based upon the vehicle that you buy, and then everything else seems to come after it these days, which is fair given the amount that we are paying for our new vehicles. David Brown, as always, thank you very much for joining us. We'll talk some more motoring next week.
Thanks, mate.